There's no need to look like such a grouch.
Well, given that once again I've got to put up with you on a mission that really calls for sobriety and concentration, it would hardly be surprising if I did. Although, I don't.
Admit it, you love my company, especially when I liven up boring missions like this one.
You know, for your information, Vala, missions like these are not boring. The people of Gazagan fought off the Ori and freed their planet. Looking at how they did that might actually help our own struggle against the Ori.
Yes, Daniel, I'm sure it's vitally important after all. If it wasn't, Stargate Command wouldn't be sending the whole of SG-1, would they? Hold on, where are the rest of SG-1? Oh, that's right, it's just us. And until I decided to give you a hand, it was just you.
Really, Vala, I'm serious. Can't you find someone else to persecute?
Cam and Tilk are still debriefing after that top-secret mission that we're not allowed to know about, and Sam's tinkering with that Ori device we found. I offered to help, but she said it was beneath me.
You mean she wouldn't let you near it after you broke the last one?
If I stay here, you just know that General Landry is going to ask me to help with the equipment inventory. So, hey, presto, you get the benefit of my company.
Oh, lucky me. I get to try to work as an unrepentant and bored thief prattles nonstop in my ear.
I resent that. I do not prattle.
Really? Is that so? That's funny, because I don't think I've ever met anyone else who finds it quite so impossible to stop giving their opinion for more than 5 seconds.
I think you'll find I just did. Wow, looks like these locals like to party. What a mess.
The Ori almost destroyed everything. They're lucky there's anything left at all.
Right. Bring all that juicy, exciting research, then. Where do we start?
I'll tell you what. Why don't I do the research, and you go look for souvenirs or something?
Really? You sure?
Never been more sure of anything in my life.
Huh.
Hey, why don't you put those red streaks in your hair?
You're just noticing my hair now? Daniel, if our war against the Ori depends on your observational skills, we're all doomed. Doomed, I tell you. Doomed!
It's amazing that these records have remained intact, Lancer.
The advantage of housing our papers beneath the town, Doctor. Once the Ori discovered, we could not be turned. They had no interest in anything other than our destruction.
And you say that your elders remembered old texts devoted to the resistance of such powerful beings?
Yes. Myths from long ago that only seemed important when the Ori arrived. These are the works you are interested in.
That's right. It's possible that there is something in them that can help us.
I will try to locate them, Dr. Jackson. They should be with those manuscripts over there. Although, perhaps they were moved. You must forgive me. The stress of the past several weeks has been acute.
Oh, I understand. The Ori attack must have been terrible.
It was. So many of our people perished. We tried to evacuate as many as possible through the gate. But once it was destroyed, we had no way of escaping the onslaught.
You lost your Stargate? You're lucky to have found a replacement so quickly, then.
Replacement?
Yes. Well, I assume you retrieved it from an uninhabited planet.
Retrieved what, Doctor?
Your Stargate.
We don't have a Stargate, Dr. Jackson. As I said...
Yeah, it was destroyed, yes, but now you have a new one.
No, Doctor, we do not.
Well, of course you do. That's how I came to Gazagan.
I am sorry, Doctor, but you did not. We have no Stargate.
But, will you excuse me? What the?
Daniel, look what I found. I've always wanted a poncho. What do you think?
The Stargate's gone.
What do you mean, Stargate's gone?
Look, Vella. No Stargate.
Of course, there's no Stargate. The Ori destroyed it. That's why we had to come all the bloody way by ship. Have you been drinking?
Ship? What ship?
The Sunzu, of course. They're in orbit waiting for us. Are you telling me you don't remember? I mean, I know it was a monumentally boring journey, but...
I remember perfectly. I remember coming to Gazagan. Through the Stargate.
Oh, the local moonshine's powerful stuff, huh? Have you got some? Come on, give it up.
You said the Sunzu's up there. This is Dr. Daniel Jackson, the Sun Tzu. Come in, please.
This is Colonel Yin. We're receiving you, Dr. Jackson. Is there a problem?
Val and I need to return to the ship immediately.
Very well. Stand by, Doctor.
Val, when did you change your hair color?
What?
Just tell me.
2 weeks ago. Why?
Colonel?
Dr. Jackson, have you found what you were looking for already?
No. No, but I think, can we contact Stargate Command? I'd like to talk to Colonel Carter.
Is something wrong?
I don't know. Keto?
You're back. That was a quick trip. Bala, I can't believe you wouldn't let me come with you. What am I supposed to do stuck here on the ship?
There's no point railing against the proper procedures. Before Stargate Command can accept you as a valuable member or even think about your application to join an SG team, you have to prove that you have given up your thieving ways. I did.
Oh, yes. Pay for that poncho, did you?
Great, isn't it? I think the color brings out my eyes.
Stop! Stop it, both of you. Keto, you died. Bala, you were there. You saw it. Scotty killed him. How can you not remember that?
Daniel, what are you talking about?
Right here, Daniel.
Doctor, are you unwell?
No. No, I am fine. I feel absolutely fine, but something is wrong. Everything has changed.
What do you mean everything's changed?
Vala, you and I gated the Gazagan from the SGC, I swear. But then the Stargate was gone and the Sun Tzu was here instead. And you don't remember. And your hair. Those streaks weren't there when we left Earth. And now Keto. You were supposed to be dead. I saw you die.
Fanta!
Wait.
What are you doing?
My apologies, Doctor, but the last time you began to exhibit strange behavior, you shot General O'Neill.
That wasn't me. That was a clone.
Even so, you will forgive me if I am not willing to take the chance on my ship.
For God's sake, I am not a clone, Yin. Stargate Command can prove it.
Indeed they can. But the technology to do so is on Earth. So until you can be assessed, I must ask you to remain in your quarters.
Wait. Wait, please. I am telling you something's happening. To reality itself, things are changing.
And yet only you seem to be aware of these changes, Doctor. Why is that?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know, but we have to investigate. Only a few weeks ago, we stopped the Azagir from completely altering the reality of our universe. This can't be a coincidence.
Daniel, we stopped Scotty. She failed.
Well, we just thought she did. Come on, Vala. This has to be connected. Colonel, please, you have to...
Please, Dr. Jackson. We will look into it. But now you must return to your quarters.
Just let me just...
Or must I confine you to the brig?
No. No, I'm going. Yes.
Daniel, I came to see if you're all right.
That was loud, was it?
Probably not, but the airmen outside like my poncho. Or maybe what was underneath it.
Bella, I need you to do something for me.
If you're going to ask me to break you out, that's not really going to work.
I don't want you to break me out. I need you to contact the Asgard. I asked Yin, but he won't listen to anything I've got to say until I've been clone tested. And if I'm right, this can't wait.
Asgard, Daniel...
This has to have something to do with the Azagir.
What has? Your memory loss?
It is not memory loss. Events are changing. Reality is changing.
Daniel, I hate to say this, but Yin's right. If that's true, then why are you the only person affected? We destroyed Yggdrasil months ago. There's nothing more that Scotty can do.
I'm not the only person affected, Vala. I'm just the only person who can see what's going on. And if I'm right, the Azagir are responsible. Scotty hasn't given up, and if we don't do something, whatever she's planning, it will be too late.
Isn't it more likely that you're sick and a bit screwy? Maybe you've picked up some nasty alien bug from one of those old things you've been fiddling with.
Dr. Ricks has already examined me. I am not sick.
Look, let's just wait until we get back to Stargate Command.
Bella, listen to me. I know that we haven't always seen eye to eye. And I know that you think I'm dull and only interested in obscure things. And I know that sometimes I don't take you seriously and you hate that. But please, please, Vala, help me. I am telling you we need the Asgard. We can't wait until we get back to Earth. We can't waste any more time, and I need you to believe me. I need you to trust me, and I need you to help me. Please.
Okay, Daniel.
Do you believe me?
I trust you.
I'll take that for now.
If this gets me kicked out of the SGC, I'm coming for you, Jackson.
Is this another of your jokes? Like when you told me that Teal'c takes his tea with mustard?
That was just my way of welcoming you to Earth.
Teal'c still hates me.
That's easy to fix. Just, he loves marshmallows.
Bella.
And kittens. Send him a basket of kittens.
Why do we need to get into the communications room anyway? Did Daniel put you up to this?
This is a valuable lesson. Part of your training. We never leave a man behind.
We're not leaving him behind. We're taking him home.
Shh. Just trust me.
You know that's not the right thing to say.
For old time's sake, Keto. I'll hide here. I need you to distract the guy on duty just for a few minutes. Tell him he's needed on the bridge. Anything. Just get him out of there. Or have you lost your touch?
Now that's fighting talk.
Okay, Sam showed me this once. How hard can it be? Hi. This is Vala Maldoran. You might remember me. I helped stop that Yggdrasil end of the world thing a few months ago. Good times. Anyway, I'm here on the Earth vessel Sun Tzu. Daniel Jackson asked me to contact you. He thinks, and I know this sounds crazy, but hear me out, he thinks that reality is changing. None of the rest of us can see it, but he's convinced. And if he's convinced, then we should probably be worried. He's usually good at that kind of thing. He thinks it's to do with the Azagir, which obviously is a very bad thing. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Well, can't say I didn't try.
Dr. Jackson, Miss Maldoran, would either of you wish to explain why we have just been hailed by an O'Neill-class Asgard warship?
Can't wait to hear this.
If they're here, it must mean something.
Yes, that you ignored my orders while confined to quarters.
Please, Colonel, just hear them out. They obviously dropped everything to come to us. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Actually, do mention it. I locked for a long time.
Thor! And Surtur, too.
Greetings, Daniel Jackson. Vala Maldoran. Keto. It is good to see you once again.
And you, Thor.
When we received your message, reaching the Sun Tzu became our priority.
Our message? Yes.
Our ship, the Talenton, is committed to searching for Skadi. I must find the Azagir still in our universe. It is my punishment for my earlier mistakes.
How's it going so far?
Not as well as I would have hoped.
You haven't found her?
We have not. But we suspect that you may have information that can help us, Daniel Jackson. For some weeks, the Asgard have been detecting anomalous readings throughout the galaxy.
What kind of readings?
Quantum distortions. At first, we did not know how to categorize them. Now, with your observations, we believe the readings indicate a pattern of discrete changes in our reality.
See? That's what Daniel said was happening. Didn't sound good then, either.
Until now, our research has been incomplete. We could detect the occurrence of the distortions, but we could determine no consequences. But taken with Dr. Jackson's verification, we must surmise that the two are linked.
Why is it only he can see what's going on?
He has experienced another plane of existence as an ascended being. Though he is once again in corporeal form, he is able to perceive our reality differently.
These quantum distortions, what are they?
A series of energy pulses. Surges is perhaps a better way to describe them. Each has passed through the galaxy in a radiating wave. The surges are intensifying with each new iteration.
An energy surge? That sounds a lot like how the Bifrost construct was building itself.
Bifrost?
Bifrost was a device of Asgard origin designed to connect two alternate realities. Suta, a bit misguidedly, built one for the Acer Gear.
Yes, I read the report. But why assume this is a similar technology? This could be anything. Perhaps some plot by the Ori?
No, the Ori aren't interested in changing the universe. They simply want to dominate it. This is the Azagir. I'm certain of it.
You are correct. But the two effects are similar. Though these energy pulses are far smaller.
But Bifrost was completely destroyed. As was Yggdrasil.
Yggdrasil was the Acer Gear's second attempt to invade our universe. It was supposed to...
I know.
I mean, that was how I knew straight away that the Acer Gear weren't really very good villains, to be honest. No plan B. All good villains have a plan B.
They had a plan B. Yggdrasil was their plan B.
That wasn't a plan B. That was still part of plan A. You've been out of the game too long.
No, Kido's right. Yggdrasil was plan B. It just... didn't work either.
It was not their plan B. Plan A, point one, maybe. But it was still plan A. You can always tell a plan B because it's a bit desperate, a bit mad, which is why they often work.
Lala.
Don't tell me you're going to argue this. Let's have a show of hands, shall we? Who here made a living out of always having a good plan B?
I did.
All right, bad example. New show of hands. Who here has had a sneaky gold called Katesh inside them? Huh? Huh? No. Didn't think so.
Vala!
What?
I think you're right.
About what?
Listen. What if Scotty is the Azagir's plan B? She didn't hang around to help when they first arrived? What if they wanted an operative here in this galaxy just in case Bifrost didn't work?
She is just one Azagir, Dr. Jackson. She could not hope to rebuild Bifrost alone.
No. But what if she doesn't have to? What else could they use?
I do not think...
We found Scotty stockpiling Asgard hardware. What could she be using it for? If she had another slightly desperate, slightly mad plan to connect to the Asgir's dimension, what could she build? What would she need?
A Stargate.
So, what are we looking at here?
With Colonel Yin's permission, we are about to tie the Sunzu's central computer core to that of the Talenton. This is a holographic representation of the planets in our galaxy.
We will overlay the recorded energy surges with the map.
You think Scotty's crazy enough to screw around with ancient technology?
It is possible. Difficult and unlikely. But possible.
Can she do that?
If Thor's theory is correct, and Skadi is trying once again to connect our reality to that of the Azagir, it is probable that she is modifying a Stargate for that purpose.
It would explain the anomalous readings and their spread throughout the galaxy. If she is building a new device, using a Stargate as the core...
The effects could radiate throughout the entire network.
You're telling us that all she needs is a planet with a gate and a DHD?
Not all. It would be an extremely difficult operation. The Stargate would require significant modification, and the effects on the Stargate network would be prohibitive to its long-term operation.
But the Azagir don't care what state the Stargates are in. Or the universe as a whole, come to that. They just want to get here. You said the Asgard haven't been able to pinpoint the sources of these anomalous readings.
Before now, no. But if we apply the supposition that they are transmitted from a central source via the Stargate network...
It will tell us the planet the surges are originating from.
Ooh. Looks like this has been going on for some time.
Yeah, and the energy pulses have reached more planets with each new surge.
What is it?
Look, that's Earth there, and here's the point where the last surge faded out.
That's pretty close.
Too close. If the surges keep getting stronger, two more and Earth will be overtaken by the reality shift.
There you are. Been looking for you.
Hey.
Hey. Won't be long until we reach the planet.
Great. That's great.
Our little convoy. Asgard and human working together.
Fantastic.
Can you call two ships a convoy, or is it more of a, well, I don't know, a duo? A duet? A duvoy? What would you call it?
Suicide mission? Yes.
Oh, I wondered if you were thinking much about that.
Well, it's kind of hard to ignore it when someone tells you you're supposed to be dead.
You don't know that's true.
Well, don't I? The Asgard seem pretty convinced that Daniel's right about the reality changes. Killed by a crazed Asgir doesn't sound like a good way to go.
It's not going to happen again. If it ever did at all.
No. You sure about that?
Keto, whatever happened, you're alive now. So let's just work on keeping you that way. That's all that matters.
You may be right.
I'm always right. Trust me. Everything's going to be fine.
It's entirely possible that you've just uttered the least reassuring statement in the history of the universe.
Well, I do aim to please.
The effects of the energy pulses are likely to become stronger and occur faster the closer we move to the planet at the epicenter of the effect.
Is there anything we can do to shield our ships from the changes?
Nothing we can implement in the time at hand.
What if reality shifts so drastically that no one but me remembers what our mission is?
I do not think there is a danger of that occurring. From what I understand, the changes you have reported so far have not altered the fundamental realities of this universe, merely the workings within it. Whether or not the changes affect us, Scotty is implementing them. That reality will not change.
We have to stop Scotty altering reality further before the next pulse. How long do we have?
It is impossible to say.
What the? Colonel Yin, what's happening?
A fleet of small replicator ships just appeared out of nowhere. They were on Earth before we could raise our shields.
Where's the Talenton?
She's swinging around, but it's too late. The replicators are already attached to our hull. We need all hands. Doctor, they're going to cut through.
We're never going to be able to hold them off.
Yin said the fleet was small. There can't be that many of them. Have a little faith.
That's easy for you to say. They haven't already killed you once.
Are you all right?
Oh, just peachy. You?
This isn't working. We're getting nowhere.
We need a plan. We'll never clear the ship shooting them one by one.
What if we blow them back out into space?
That won't kill them. They'll just attack again.
They'll automatically form a structure to keep together, won't they? It'll make for an easier target. The Talenton can pick them off.
It's not like we have any better options. It's worth a try, Daniel.
We'll have to drive them into an airlock. Colonel Yin, you read.
Go ahead, Doctor.
I need you to tell me where the nearest functioning airlock is from this position. And we need reinforcements. And the Asgard.
How much farther?
We're close. Just keep going.
But we still need those reinforcements.
Yin said the ship had taken heavy internal damage. Some of the corridors are impassable.
Just keep moving. Up ahead, I can see the airlock.
Alex, don't let them get behind you. They're cutting you off.
I can't.
Stay out of the airlock, Alex. Stay out.
Bella, get out of there.
I can't. There's too many of them.
Daniel, we can't do this with her in there.
I know.
What's your status, Doctor?
The last of the replicators are in the airlock, Colonel. We can't blow the doors. Bella's trapped with them.
You must get her out of there. Break out again. We may never get them contained.
Just do it, Daniel. Seal the doors. Blow the airlock. Do it.
Don't be ridiculous.
Daniel, it's the only way.
Shut up, Bella. Just shut up.
If you won't do it, I will.
We'll get you out of there, okay?
You never really was a very good villain. You know that, don't you?
What? Bella, what are you... No!
No plan B, Daniel.
Bella, no. Open the hatch. Open it.
Bye, Daniel.
No, Bella, no. Don't do it. Don't! Yin, tell Thor not to fire. Tell him to hold his fire.
Doctor, Jackson! Come in, Doctor! Are you there?
Daniel. Colonel, this is Keto.
Where is Dr. Jackson? Is everything all right? The replicators have been destroyed. Well done. The ship is safe.
We lost Vala, Colonel.
I'm sorry.
You might want to give us a minute.
I must report into Stargate Command. The sensor has taken heavy damage. Return to the bridge as soon as you can. Bridge out.
Daniel.
Stupid. Stupid. Why can't she ever listen? Why doesn't she ever listen?
She saved us, Daniel.
Can't ask for more than that.
But I didn't. I never...
Never what?
Nothing. It's nothing. It's too late now.
Look, we've got to get on with this, unless we get to the planet.
I know. You're right.
She'd want us to.
I know. Let's go.
Dr. Jackson, Keto, thank you for your efforts. Despite our losses, I am aware it could have been far worse.
Yes, I suppose it could have been.
I have spoken to the SGC, and I'm relieved to be able to report that there appear to have been no changes there. The quantum pulse has not yet reached Earth.
That's good, but we must be running out of time.
And on a personal note, Dr. Jackson, I took the liberty of asking after your wife. I'm pleased to say that she has returned safely from Abydos.
I'm sorry, what?
Your wife, Shaare. I too am married, Doctor, and I know how difficult it is to leave one's family behind, especially on missions such as these.
Shaare. Shaare's alive?
Daniel, is everything okay?
Keto, you don't know Shaare, do you?
Of course I do. She cooked dinner for us all on my first night on Earth, don't you remember?
Oh, God.
Doctor, what's wrong?
My wife. I lost Shaare a long time ago. She can't be alive.
But the picture in your pocket. That picture you take everywhere.
What?
That's a great picture. Shaare's very photogenic.
Yes, she is. Was. She was. This isn't... This doesn't exist. It shouldn't exist. Colonel, if Shaare is alive, then the changes have already reached Earth. We've run out of time. There must have been another surge larger than the others. The dimension gate must already be active. We have to...
What kind of trick was that? Just leaving me there to clear up?
It sounded as if you had everything under control.
Oh, yeah. If you call fighting off a dozen replicator Nazis all by yourself, then sure, I had it under control. Life's the same the galaxy over, isn't it? If you want something done, run away and leave it to the women.
Vala.
Yeah, you see, at least Daniel has the good grace to look sorry.
I can't, I don't. Give me a minute.
Daniel? Daniel! What's the matter with him? Looks like he's seen a ghost.
Thor, I thought you went back to the Talenton. Or is this a version of reality where you never left?
I transported across to the Sansu a short time ago to assist Surtur with the repair to your ship. I am sorry to say, the damage is quite severe.
Right. Well, the changes are speeding up. They seem to be happening almost constantly now, and I can't.
Dr. Jackson?
Some of the alterations are very hard to deal with.
It is disorienting for you.
It is, and I don't know if I can... I don't know if I can deal with this. It's too much...
You must, Dr. Jackson. You are needed.
Right. You're right.
Sun Tzu is unable to proceed in its current condition.
We must resume our mission aboard the Talenton. We have no time to waste.
Over here.
Is everything okay? I mean, I know everything isn't okay, but, well, you know what I mean.
Yes, Bella, I know what you mean, and no, everything is not okay.
Kito told me about Sharae. That must be hard.
Yeah, you could say that.
Why don't you get the Asgard to put you through to Stargate Command?
Why would I do that?
You could talk to her, to Sharae.
What good would that do?
What do you mean, what good would it do? You could talk to your dead wife again. How many people get a chance like that?
What would I say? What could I possibly say, Vala?
I don't know.
No, you're right. You don't know. You don't have any idea.
If we can't reverse what happened, you're going to have to talk to her at some point.
Yeah.
And if we do reverse it, don't you think you'll regret not taking the opportunity?
Vala, listen to me. Please, for once, just once in your life, listen to me. You never know. Learning how to do that might one day save your life. So just listen to me when I say...
Daniel.
Please, please, just leave me alone.
Dr. Jackson, Valen Alvaran, please report to the command deck. We have arrived at our destination.
So, what's going on?
We found Skadi, and it looks like she's not alone.
Replicators.
Thousands of the little spider creeps. You know when you have a recurring nightmare that you just can't shake? I think I'm living in one.
You think they're bad. Be happy you haven't met any human form ones.
Any human what?
What's going on with the planet's atmosphere? That can't be natural.
Skadi's modifications to the Stargate are severely affecting the planet's electromagnetic field.
We must hurry. Daniel Jackson was correct. The dimension gate is already active. Soon, more Azagir will arrive in our universe.
So, what? The three of us are just going to go down there and blast away at them? Now, that really does sound like a suicide mission.
Surtur and I will accompany you. We will transport as close to the gate as possible. Our aim is to reach Skadi and gain access to her device so that Surtur, or myself, can shut it down.
Kito, you don't have to come. Stay here.
Don't be ridiculous. You need me.
I'd rather you stayed alive.
Who says I won't? Look! I've got a big gun.
Kito.
We must go, now, before Skadi allows her fellow invaders into our universe.
I thought you said we would beam in close to the gate.
My apologies. The energy given off by the quantum effect made it difficult to accurately gauge the distance.
Looks like they're onto us.
A three-pronged attack would be most efficient.
Divide and conquer. Got it.
Valen Alvaran, please come with me. Kito will assist Daniel Jackson. Surtur will look for an opportunity to slip between the replicators and reach Skadi.
We're on it.
Here they come.
Vala?
For what, Daniel?
Just be careful.
Oh, good advice. Thanks. Daniel?
Yes?
And you too.
Daniel, watch out!
Hey!
Can you see the others?
No!
Daniel Jackson.
Surtur!
Their forces are too strong. I cannot reach Skadi alone.
Let's hope Thor and Vala have more success.
Thor, where's Surtur?
I saw him retreating.
What do you mean retreating?
I do not believe our plan is working as well as we might have hoped.
Can you get a shot at Skadi?
She is still too distant.
Oh.
I can see Skadi. I think I can get a shot.
No! What do you mean, no?
We need Skadi alive. I may require her to help disconnect the gate.
We've got to find a way of reversing the changes to our reality.
Well, it might have been a good idea to explain that to Vala and Thor, because it looks to me like they're aiming right at her. They're a lot closer than we are.
Vala! Vala, come in! Can you hear me?
It is likely that the emanations from the Stargate are interfering with communications.
Vala! Thor! Stop!
Asgardi.
Thor, the Asgard of this universe are more resilient than I would have imagined.
Deactivate these replicators and surrender to my authority.
Why would I do that?
We outnumber you, and you are surrounded.
I believe it is, in fact, my forces that outnumber yours, Thor.
Do you think your replicators can kill every one of us before I pull this trigger?
Very well.
Thor! Bella?
Nice of you to join us.
We need Skadi alive.
She cannot be allowed to exist in our reality.
I'm right with you on that one, but apparently not just yet.
I require her assistance.
Deactivating her device is not difficult. We do not require her for that.
But what about reversing the damage she's already done? Can you do that without Scotty's help?
What is done is done. It is more important to ensure that she can do no further harm to the structure of this universe.
Surtur, do you know how to reverse the alterations that have already happened?
This Stargate is modified beyond my recognition. I do not believe I would be able to effect a return to our original reality.
Scotty, can you reverse what you have done? Undo the alterations to our reality. You've got two choices, Scotty.
I offer you two choices, Daniel Jackson. You can kill me now and destroy the Dimension Gate, and your universe will remain as it is, changed forever.
Or
you can release me to return to my own dimension, and I will show you how to set in motion the means to return this universe to its previous state.
Why would you want to go back? Your reality is dying.
Either way, my life is at an end. I would like to perish with my people.
We cannot trust her.
Thor, we have to. What other choice do we have?
We can leave things as they are.
We can't do that, Val. We have no idea what's happened out there, what's changed. What if the Ori have made huge gains? They're ascended, so they must be unaffected like me. They must have found a way to use the changes to their advantage. And if they haven't yet, they will soon enough.
But what about all the people we have back? What about Keto? Daniel, what about Sha-Ray? You can have her back, Daniel.
But how could I live with that decision if it meant the rest of the universe suffered? What should I do? Just stick my head in the sand? I can't do that. No matter how much I want to. And Sha-Ray wouldn't want that.
He's right, Vala.
But what about you?
What about me? You know Daniel's right.
Thor, Scotty's surrounded. What can she do with all of us watching her? We have to do this.
Very well. But ensure she is thoroughly monitored. The Azagir are capable of nothing but deceit. Deceit and destruction.
Vala?
I'm here, Daniel.
Good to be out of the breeze, huh?
Mm-hmm. I was beginning to get windburn. So, it looks like Surtur and Skadi have worked things out.
Yes, Skadi's preparing to leave.
Am I missing something? Won't they need to disconnect the gate and redial anyway? Otherwise, Skadi's not going to be able to step into the wormhole.
Apparently not. After all, it's a dimensional doorway, not a standard Stargate. The physics are different. And Scotty says matter can travel both ways.
How long until they activate the reset?
Not long. Surtur will put it in motion as soon as Scotty has cleared the wormhole.
Right.
Look, Vala, I'm sorry. Sorry about Keto.
I understand, Daniel, I do. It's just
difficult. Yes.
I guess you know better than anyone.
I never really had Sha-Ray back, Vala. I just have to keep telling myself that.
If you could have kept that change, that one change, would you?
Of course I would.
Makes you wonder if it's all worth it, doesn't it?
I have to believe it is.
Come on, then. Let's go watch history being unmade.
Farewell, Skadi. I do not envy you your fate, but I think it appropriate.
Neither do I envy you yours. To live as such limited beings, to dwindle and die like insects in a jar, when you could have averted such catastrophe.
Better we die quietly than destroy the lives of all others with us.
You say that, and yet I still do not believe it. Remember the Asagir in your final moments, Asgard. You could so easily have been us.
Now let's spin this wheel in the opposite direction, shall we?
I will return to the Talenton. It will be possible to monitor the reversal in the same way we monitored the surges.
Will it happen instantly?
No. It is a true reversion, so the last change to happen will regress first, then the next, and so on.
Guess I'm gonna have a little while to wait, then.
Keto?
Bala, there's nothing to be said. Let's just get on with it.
Don't go after him. Let him have some time.
Funny. I didn't think he had much of that left.
Surtur, do you need help?
No. Most of the necessary adjustments have been made. It is done. In a few seconds, the reversal will begin.
Is it working?
I believe so.
Is that supposed to happen?
I am unsure where this noise is originating from.
But the reversal has started.
Yes, I believe so.
Then what is...
Have you seen this?
What is it?
It's connected to the Stargate. Is this part of what Skadi set up?
No, it is not.
Well, what is it?
An Asgard device. It is designed to prolong the length of time the Stargate can remain open by increasing the amount of energy the gate draws from an active wormhole.
So it is part of the reset?
I do not believe so, Daniel Jackson.
Why do you say that?
Because the controls that enable the user to deactivate the device have been removed.
What does that mean?
With the gate modifications, the gate is drawing even more energy than would be usual for this device. Too much energy. Far too much.
Is it going to overload the gate?
And the energy discharge will be so great that it will feed back to every planet with a Stargate in this network. They will all be destroyed.
You've got to be able to shut it down.
I do not know how. Without the controls, it is locked open.
Well, can't you just, I don't know, sever the connection to the gate?
I will attempt to do so, but... A force field. Skadi knew we would attempt to disarm it.
Surtur, how much time do we have?
I cannot say, but with the reversal in process, the energy being drawn into the gate is massive. I must speak to Thor.
Daniel? Daniel? Where are you? Daniel!
Here, Vala. I'm here.
I thought you dug a hole and buried yourself.
Don't think I didn't consider it.
I know you. I know what you're thinking. And you should stop right now. This isn't your fault.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
How many other people were arguing to reverse the changes? Just remind me of that, Val.
Daniel?
Just me. And if I hadn't... If we just killed Skadi, destroyed the gate, which is what Thor wanted to do in the first place, she wouldn't have had a chance to set up this doomsday weapon.
You don't know that. Skadi is pretty evil. She might have planned it all along.
Thank you for trying, but you know as well as I do that's a load of crap. The worst thing is knowing that I've lost Sharae for a second time, and I didn't need to. I hadn't been so self-righteous, so tied into doing the right thing.
You doing the right thing? That's what makes you you, Daniel. It's what makes me want to keep on the straight and narrow.
Well, I bet Keto doesn't see it like that.
Kito, he's a good guy. He understands. Daniel.
What?
You haven't lost Sharae yet.
What do you mean?
The reversal might not have reached Earth.
You mean I should talk to her? What would I say?
You'll know. When you hear her voice again, you'll know.
It must be too late. Earth was one of the last places to be affected. It'll be one of the first places to revert.
Then don't waste any more time.
Daniel Jackson to the Talenton.
This is the Talenton. Daniel Jackson.
I'm here, Thor. Can you contact Stargate Command and patch me through?
Who is it that you wish to communicate with, Dr. Jackson?
My wife. I want to, I want to talk to my wife.
Stand by. Dr. Jackson.
Yes.
My apologies, but General Landry reports.
She's gone, hasn't she?
General Landry was unsure to whom you were referring, Daniel.
Right. We always hesitate. Why do we always hesitate?
Daniel, Serta thinks he's got something.
What's happening?
The Stargate is struggling to handle the energy buildup. We do not have much time.
But you have a plan of how to shut it off?
Serta, what is it?
I think I have a way to disconnect the device and shut down the Stargate.
Brilliant! Don't keep us waiting.
I will detonate a focused tachometer charge directed solely at the device.
That's it? Seriously?
That seems kind of a simple answer, Serta.
It is, in fact, far from simple. It will require a very large charge, precisely configured to channel all the energy into the device.
Even so, Serta, you've got to admit...
The dissipation of the built-up energy and the feedback from severing the dimensional connection in such a manner will result in a massive release of power.
How massive?
It will destroy the majority of this planet.
What about the rest of the Stargate network?
With the energy from the dimensional bleed interrupted at its source, it will be diverted away from the Stargate network in this universe. Though this one planet will suffer devastating consequences, the others will be safe.
Oh, well, what a planet between friends, eh?
Also, given the inherent time constraints and the required accuracy, the charge will need to be set and detonated manually. I will do this.
You're going to sacrifice yourself?
That's not acceptable, Serta.
It is eminently acceptable, Daniel Jackson. The Azagir were able to enter our universe as a result of my arrogance, which led directly to this eventuality. It is only right that the solution requires such reparation.
I don't think Serta is correct about the efficiency of the solution. What he is not correct about is the accuracy of his plan.
What do you mean?
The blast will disconnect the wormhole to the Azagir universe, but I am not convinced it will prevent the energy already built up from affecting the rest of the Stargate network. It will also not affect the dimension gate in the Azagir reality. If this plan fails, we will have lost our only chance to save ourselves. Whereas it is possible the Azagir will have another opportunity to connect to our universe. A slim chance, perhaps, but given their previous persistence.
But you have another theory.
I believe the concept of detonating a catastrophically large charge directly into the device is sound. It merely does not go far enough.
What do you suggest, Thor?
We require two charges. One directed at this device, the other detonated at the Azagir's dimension gate.
You mean in their universe?
Correct.
I cannot detonate both myself. They would have to be precisely timed.
Indeed. It appears we have a new problem with which to contend.
There's got to be something we can do.
Surtur's working on a remote for the other side, so we can blow the charge here at the same time as the one in the Azagir universe without having to be in two places at once.
Well, that sounds complicated.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
they really need is two people. One to detonate a blast here, and one to detonate the other in the parallel universe.
Daniel?
I wouldn't suggest it if it weren't the only way.
You're not suggesting it. You're not even thinking about suggesting it, Daniel. You're just not.
Suggesting what?
Bella, I have to.
No, no. This is just you reacting to losing Sharae again. This is you doing your stupid, reckless, brave thing again because you're hurting and it's not right and it's not going to happen.
It wasn't just Sharae, Bella.
What?
Nothing. If I don't do this, Bella, think of all the people that are going to die.
That's not your problem.
No, it is. I just can't stand by and let everyone die. It is my problem, Bella. If it is not mine, then whose? You tell me that.
Mine. Maybe it's mine, Daniel.
No. It's mine.
What?
It's my problem.
Keto, no.
It makes sense. You know it does. If I detonate the charge here, Suta can be the one to take the other charge through the dimension door.
Keto, don't even joke about that.
I'm not joking. I'm dead anyway, Daniel.
You're not. You haven't...
God, the reverse is working, Daniel. Sooner or later, I'm just going to disappear. And I'll have died by being killed by that Azagir witch. But if I do this, my life will have meant something. Don't you think that's a better way to go out?
You don't have to do this, Keto.
Oh, yes. Yes, Daniel, I do. You know I do. And I want to.
Are you sure that you wish to do this?
I don't have many choices. At least this way I can help.
The decision you have made is a noble one.
The reversal is almost complete. If we do not hurry, Keto's intentions will not matter.
Yeah. Come on, people, before I disappear. Suta's shown me the bomb device, so let's move it.
Keto. It was great having you around, I guess.
Just make sure you don't screw up. You're onto a good thing with these Tauri.
Oh, sure, you say that now. I know, I do, really.
Not that you'll remember me saying that, of course.
I will, won't I?
I hope not. Well, this won't have worked.
I'll remember. I'll make sure Valen knows what you did here. Without you.
Yeah, well, save it until we know it's worked.
Surtur, thank you too for doing this.
I am simply setting right the wrong of my own making. It is just.
It is time, Surtur. You must leave now.
I know. Farewell.
Good luck.
And to you. All of you.
Now we must return to the ship.
Wait a moment.
I am sorry, Bella Malgaran, but we do not have a moment.
But I need to...
Go on, Bella. It's all right to go.
Good, I just wanted to... Well, you don't have any last things to tell me by any chance, like... Like where you stashed the loot from that job on Katala Prime, for instance. Now might finally be a good time. I mean, it's no good to you anymore, is it? So...
Bye, Bella.
Really? Not even now? Really?
Wow. Oh, I guess. Why not? Okay, you'll need to visit the market on Tashket 4.
Uh-huh.
Go to the third stall on the fifth floor. Goodbye, Father Baldoran. Have a long and happy life. Right. Let's get on with it then.
We must break orbit and move as far away from the planet as possible. The shockwave will be immense.
How much longer?
Very soon now.
Tell us what we can do to help.
Be ready. Brace yourselves for turbulence. The effect will occur if any... Thor? The detonation wave appears to be far larger than even I anticipated.
Get us out of here!
That will not be possible. Here it comes!
I'm okay!
Hold on!
So what? The ship's gonna shake itself to pieces!
Bella, move now!
What?
Bella! Daniel Jackson. Are you well?
Thor. What?
The ship has survived. Barely. We are being hailed by another vessel. I will return shortly.
Right. Where's Vala? Vala? Vala! Vala! Vala, you all right?
I'm fine. What happened?
Shockwave was stronger than Thor expected.
What shockwave?
From the explosion on the planet.
And what planet is that?
I guess it worked then.
What?
Never mind about that now. Just take it easy.
Daniel Jackson, I have contact from the Sun Tzu. They are on their way to our position.
They must have fixed the damage caused by the replicators.
Replicators?
Yeah, there's a lot I need to explain.
Indeed. Though that will have to wait. First, I must examine the extent of the damage to the Talenton.
We need to check in with Earth, just to make sure everything's back to normal.
As you wish, Daniel Jackson.
Whew! Whatever happened, it left me with a severe headache and the need for a change of clothes, and I suspect that I have not had the fun that those things usually indicate.
I'll fill you in, just... Maybe not right now.
That difficult, huh?
Some of it, yeah. And not just for me.
Well, it looks like all we have to do is wait, so we have plenty of time.
You know what? I think I realize that no matter what time we think we have, it's never enough.
Life's too short, huh?
Yep. Yeah. I think it might be.